flesh, bones and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu chideva lokash chideva bhutani chidendriyani karta chidanta karanam chideva chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. The angels speak, but with the soundless words. The angels talk, but with the voiceless speech. The angels converse, but with silence as their media. The garb of light surrounds them, and the light speaks. The light moves out, floats around, and fills the world with the melody of angels, with the song of silence, with the song of deep detachment, with the language of serenity, which the worldlings can't hear, nor touch nor feel. They are the beings of light, perfect and complete. They are the messengers of the supreme light, obedient and faithful. They rush to help, to rescue, and vanish into the subtle world, leaving no name behind, no trace to be sought. They live in the superconscious state, in the world but not in the world. Day and night they keep on moving between the subtle and the earthly world. Their aim is world transformation. They live in the unlimited. They seek no fame nor any glory of this ephemeral world. They are the beings of purity. The mud of body touch them not. The dirt of the five elements never stick to them. They are aloof and away. They float as the airy passengers, the travelers of the sky, the tourists of the space, the voyagers of the starry night. In silence they live, in silence they move, in silence they have their being, and in that silence their wordless talks penetrate the world with unearthly peace. Their speechless vibrations permeate the earth with divine solace. The angels talk with those who in silence float above to the world of angels, and whose heart follow the angels' dictates. The angels talk only with the angels, or those who are striving to be angels. Their silence is not just the absence of speech, but a silence with speech, the soundless speech. This poem was written in Baba's room on 13th May 2007, 3:57 p.m. Baba wants us to become angels. And becoming angel is a natural and the spontaneous process. You cannot force. It cannot arise by struggle. The battle is gone. The struggle no more exists. It is the process of letting go. It is the process of a moth becoming a butterfly. It should be smooth. Without any external force. So this Murli explores the possibility of human being to become an angel. Our angelic existence, our angelic state, the complete form, the undivided form, so there are two works from this Murli. The first work is angelic visualization practice. You visualize yourself as an angel and see what all qualities an angel would have. How an angel would walk, speak, sleep, wake up, behave. Drishti, vritti, smriti, kriti, everything angelic. Just as you have faith in your BK form, in your Brahma Kumar form, just as you have clarity, just as you have authority about your Brahma Kumar form, just as you have experience of your Brahma Kumar form, so also do you have that experience, that clarity of your angelic form, the complete form. Baba is talking about spiritual awakening in the world, Adhyatmik Jagriti. Just as the dazzling light comes and everybody awakens, just as the clouds move across the sky and they bring awakening, so also a day will come and the entire globe would be filled with angels. And people will wonder, who are they, what are they, from where they have come. That day is about to come, where there would be revelation. So the first practice is the practice of visualizing yourself. Angelic visualization practice. A man was troubled by his worldly affairs. He was carrying years of resentment, troubles, stress, grudges, and negativity of his daily life. And he heard of a sage living on the top of the mountains, and up the mountains he climbed. The sage was calm, quiet, living a tranquil life of serenity. Spending most of the time in silence. Not interested in worldly affairs. Nowhere in the limelight. And the troubled worldly man asked the sage, "What should I do? How should I bring peace to my mind? The mind is ruffled." "I am pestered by so many worries and stresses of life. What should I do?" The sage looked at that man calmly and gave him a lamp and told him to look into the lamp. The man took the lamp and started watching into the lamp. And as he watched, he felt a sense of calmness. He felt a sense of warmth. He kept watching in silence, and suddenly he realized the warmth, the light, the comfort, the peace is not coming from the lamp, but it's coming from within. It is coming from the light which is within me. And just by looking into that lamp, he became calm. And the sage explained, "The peace, the warmth, the light you are looking for is not without but within." You are already complete. You don't need anything from outside. Neither knowledge nor love nor food. Everything is within you. I am complete in myself. The more I try to seek anything outside, I move away from myself. So what are the ways to become an angel? How can I become? The first is self-awareness, self-remembering. Remain conscious of your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions all the time. Keep watching them. So the first method is self-remembering, self-awareness. The second is letting go, let go, and surrender. As I said, you cannot become angel by struggle. You have to surrender yourself to the higher power. The third is silence. It allows us to connect to our inner being. Voice and noise takes us away from soul. And silence takes us. It takes us towards our real being, real self. The next is compassion. Have compassion, but that compassion should be without judgment. The next is pure love, unconditional love. Like the sun who showers his rays on everyone, without any favoritism. The next is celebration. You celebrate life rather than grumbling all the time, rather than complaining all the time. Celebrate small victories. Celebrate small achievements. You wake up at Amrit Vela. This waking up itself is a celebration. The whole world is sleeping and you have woken up. You meet God. Is not that a celebration? Celebrating a meeting with God. You read the words said by Him. Is not that a celebration? You reach Madhuban, a place where He was. Is not that a celebration? You meet Brahmins. Is not that a celebration? You eat pure food. Is not that a celebration? Celebration is in every moment. Celebration is in life. Celebration is in death. Celebration is in sorrow. Celebration is in suffering. Celebration is of the soul. It has nothing to do with outside situations, every circumstance, every favorable, every unfavorable, every congenial, uncongenial situation can become a celebration if the soul is in the mode of celebration. Celebration is the sanskar of the soul. The divine celebration. Seek truth and authenticity. You have to be courageous in expressing your true self rather than living a life of deception, a feigned life, wearing a mask and showing to the world what you are not. You need not to align yourself with the world will align itself to you. And one of the most less spoken method of becoming an angel is food. When we let go of the cooked diet, the heaviness goes away. Cooked food has very less prana. Cooked food is dense, heavy. It loads the system. It makes the digestion heavier. And when you move from the food which is of lower vibrational to higher vibrational, automatically your vibrations will go up. Cooked food has low vibrations because everything has been destroyed, the nutrients, the enzymes. Sugars are caramelized, proteins are coagulated, enzymes are destroyed. Chemical and biological structure of the food is changed. It's a dead food. When you start eating living food, radiant food, vibrant food, your mind will become vibrant, ojasvi. Your mind will become radiant, tejasvi. You don't feel like to kill anything. All the seeds, there is a life hidden there. No matter what the science says, but when you see something sprouting, you don't see food there, you see life there. You move towards non-violence. So eating fruit or accepting it as a lifestyle, making of the angel easy. You move from lower consciousness to higher consciousness. You move from cooked to uncooked. You move from food with diminished prana to food with higher prana. It impacts your mind-body connection. Eat a food with a dish with a meal with multiple items. And the body is confused. You have made salt enter the system. You have made spices enter the system. You have made oil enter the system. You have made grains enter the system. You have made sugar enter the system. Everything dulls the system, dulls the mind. You become drowsy. You enter into the food coma state. Becoming fruitarian is to become an angel. So these are the different methods. The second task for today is double service brainstorm. The first is visualization. So visualize yourself as an angel. Practice visualization. And second, double service. One is Brahma Kumar or Kumari, and second is angel. So these are the two states. One is here and one is there. So serve with both. You move as angel, you move as in the body, in the sakar as well as in akar. Both forms. One is gross, another is subtle. So you practice both form. Develop a project. Think of it. How can you impact it? Write, make a write-up and practice this. So go in silence today and visualize yourself as an angel and see what happens. See it in all its detail. And then think of some service. Double service, double charity. Yesterday Baba was saying, double service, double charity. You get happiness. Seeing your happiness, others become happy. You get blessings. You have spiritual intoxication. You have spiritual attainments. Om Shanti.